Hazel Anna Wilson, whose Haida name, Jutkene, means the one people speak of, was born in Old Masset, Haida Gwaii, in 1941. When she was just 15 years old, she was chosen by her community's elders to become a creator of button blankets. These highly prized traditional textiles are generally decorated with appliqué wool felt, punctuated with white mother-of-pearl buttons or dentalium shells, and represent clan or family emblems. The button blanket displayed on the wall, however, has a very specific symbolism. It is a reaction to an unfortunate event that took place in early 1997. Wilson felt moved to illustrate an important story of her people's oral history in this medium, the legend of the Golden Tree. In January of that year, a non-indigenous former lumberjack who had become a radical ecologist chopped down a huge golden spruce tree that had been growing for more than 3 centuries on the shore of the Yukon River in the Haida Gwaii archipelago. News of the destruction of the golden spruce caused a wave of shock and mourning within the Haida community that propagated around the world. According to biologists, a rare genetic mutation had provided the legendary tree with golden needles rather than green ones. Everyone who had had a chance to see it over the years described it as a luminous presence deep within the dense forest. It was to this centuries-old entity that Wilson wanted to pay homage. Its story has been passed down and transformed by oral history for generations, and so today there are many versions. The one that Wilson decided to interpret emphasizes representations of the matrilineal nature of Haida culture and suggests the idea of reincarnation. The disturbing story of the destruction of the golden spruce was also told by John Vaillant in his 2006 book, The Golden Spruce, A True Story of Myth, Madness, and Greed.